is a new campaign we've launched today that is intended to really encourage the public to get behind the mental health of all frontline workers, because we are all aware of the sheer strain that they're under as they work on our behalf, as you said. We want to ensure that there's some support for them. And as a charity, we're entirely dedicated to making sure the right mental health provision is there for them as they go through this incredibly tough time.
Is it not already there in place?
Unfortunately, it's not as fit for purpose as it needs to be. Ultimately, no one, as we know, predicted COVID-19, and the current structures are just not sufficient for the strain that they are facing on a regular basis. We as a charity, we were created 2 years ago, so far before COVID-19, and unfortunately we expect to be around for far longer after it, because the current setup is not there. We want to make sure that every frontline worker has access to the right mental health support and not be at the mercy of whatever is in place in their current NHS trust, and they know there's somewhere they can turn to get that bespoke, clinically supervised support, because we know that there are some listening services available for them, which, whilst brilliant, it doesn't provide the right professional support that they need. These people know exactly what they're doing. They're facing tough, tough times every day, and we need to ensure they've got the right care for themselves.
So going down to specifics, what do you want the government to ensure?
We want to ensure that there is standardised support across every single NHS trust, and the signposting is improved so that the right support is readily available. Ultimately, we get inundated with calls because people don't know where to turn. They don't know what help is available. So there needs to be more done. We've called for there to be an NHS trust board member who is entirely responsible for mental health within their particular trust, to make sure there's a focus at that level so that it goes down through the NHS trust to make sure everyone is available to have that support.
As you say, there is no tap that turns off the NHS at any point, regardless of a wave of a horrific pandemic. And I'm just wondering about, should there be some kind of provision of making sure that the nurses and the doctors and the GPs and the paramedics and the midwives and all the care workers, at some point they'll get some time off, some downtime, but it's going to be difficult to achieve that, right?
It's going to be incredibly difficult, and that's one of our big concerns. Is currently we're only dealing with the very immediate, present, you know, near-term responses that we're getting, but we're very, very sure that, of course, there's going to be a huge long-term impact, and unfortunately, no one's prepared for that yet, and we're going to have to make sure that the right provisions are in place now to support them, not just through this kind of peak and current activity state, but ongoing as they deal with it all in their own ways. You can imagine the adrenaline is very much there. You're going from shift to shift. You're dealing with what's now, what's in front of you. But ultimately, what's going to happen in days, weeks, months, years to come? And that's why we need to make sure there's something in place there for them. But also the key thing we want this campaign to do for the public is also to help remove that stigma of mental health, because unfortunately it is still present, and especially in the frontline workers. You know, they're there to care for all of us. They see themselves as they've got to keep doing that in their professional, dedicated, impressive way. But we want them to know that it's okay for them to also struggle and for them to also be finding this incredibly difficult. And I think that's what we want, the open conversation about mental health. And that's what this campaign is. We know there's no mask for mental health, but we're here for you and everyone, the public who are clapping, who are, you know, making sure there's rainbows everywhere, and all of that brilliant public outpouring of love is also there to say it's okay for you to not be okay all of the time. And one of our key things is we say, prescribe for yourselves what you would prescribe for your patients. And that's something that we want to really get across, that they've got this support network, and yes, they're doing an incredible job, but we are here for them.